Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in our studios. We're going to talk about the Atlantic Lions Club Pancake Supper specifically and about some of the activities and events that the Lions Club helps to support and sponsor more broadly here this morning. Leon Hodges is in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And Vicki Nordskog is with us as well. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the Lions Club in general. Leon, I want to start with you because you've been a Lions Club since they invented it, right?
Just sort of. Well, 55 years anyway. But
wow.
I belong to the local club here about 20 years. Anyway, we wanted to, again, share with you some of the things Lions are doing. And I wanted Vicki to start off by telling a little bit about why, how she joined Lions and became a part of it, because she's a very important part of it now.
Yeah. What got you interested?
I joined the Lions because, well, first of all, because my brother and my husband were Lion members, and when I retired, I had the availability to do that. I've always been interested in community support activities, and the Lions Club is a really effective organization and has done a lot for the community and in the past, and will continue to do a lot, hopefully, in the future. So I'm really especially was enamored with all of the work that the Lions Club has done over many years, actually, in support of all of the parks around Atlantic. And we, if you look at some of the signs in many of the parks around the community, you'll see that we were actually responsible for getting those parks started and built out. So, and we continue to do that work currently with Mollett Park and at building out and expanding on a community garden that exists there.
Yeah, you'll see that Lions logo around a lot of different places if you really take the time to look. And that's part of the outreach, and that's part of the service that's provided. You raise the funds to be able to do the things that you do. Some of it's local, some of it's, you know, more regional and national, but it all helps folks in the area.
Absolutely. Two things that I wanted to really specifically talk about as far as the state is concerned is the Iowa Lions Foundation. I'm not sure if everyone is aware of that, everything that they do. I know everyone probably is aware of the KidSight program, which is the Lions going around and taking pictures of children's eyes who are in preschool. And we actually, Lynn and I did that this morning along with Merle Ellsbury, 11 children at Head Start, to try to find issues such as lazy eye, astigmatism, and other things that might be impacting children. But we also, and that program is run out of the Iowa Lions Foundation. They are also the organization that handles all the eyeglass recycling. Mm-hmm. So you may see drop boxes around the community. We actually take those glasses and turn them into Iowa City, and they recycle components of the glasses so that they can be reused for individuals who are of less means. And then the other two key things that they do with at the Lions Foundation is they run the cochlear implant center. So in addition to vision, hearing is very important to the Lions. And then they run the Iowa Lions Eye Bank, which is responsible for doing a lot of education and research and supporting others around the state who deal with the sight impaired.
And these things you're talking about, they're all provided at no or very reduced costs, I assume, right?
Yes, absolutely. We will pay for what we can locally. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we work with others in the district at the state to get grants to help where needed.
And in some cases, if the financial assistance wasn't there, the service probably wouldn't be either, and then children, adults would go without.
Yes.
Yeah, we, as Vicki mentioned, we did 11 eyes today at Head Start, and we do a number, we do preschools, and we're going down to Messina here one of these days to do eye testing at their school. So we try to get around the community. And, of course, we're involved in a lot of other things she mentioned, Iowa Lions Foundation. And Iowa also has an international foundation, which deals with the larger problems, such as disasters and things like that, that we contribute to. And we've received some money in Iowa for projects here that have come through that.
And I wanted to make one plug, just so everyone knows. Iowa International Foundation is the only charitable organization in the world that has no administrative fees. So all the money that's given there actually pays out to help people. So
it goes right to what you expect it to go to, and that's to assisting folks in different ways. And there are different ways, too. You know, Leon kind of broached that a little bit, too, about how many different projects and things locally that Lions are involved in. You talked about the Parks Project, but there are a whole list of projects and things that you've got your fingerprints on.
Yes, there are. So I think probably a lot of people are familiar with the Bags to Benches program, and where plastic is recycled and turned into plastic benches. That is a program that got started by the Atlantic Lions Club, working in concert with Parks and Rec Department. And that program is still ongoing. For those who've been wondering, that is still ongoing. In addition to that, we offer scholarships now, service scholarships. We used to do that years ago, but we reinitiated it a couple years ago. And now we offer service scholarships to high school students. We also have been doing a lot of donations as of late. In addition to paying for glasses and eye exams for school children, we've also been doing a lot with regards to adults for hearing aids and ear molds. We donate to the Dolly Parton Imagination Library every year. We donate to the Head Start Backpack Program. Camp Courageous, which is for developmentally disabled individuals. Camp Herkle Hollow for juvenile diabetes individuals. We recently gave money to the Ann Wickman Center because childcare is a big issue here around Atlantic. And the Southwest Iowa chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We help fund all of the local individual and family support groups for those organizations.
Sounds like children is a real focus for the Lions Clubs. A lot of these programs are focusing on the young people.
Yeah, we try to do what we can. As you can see with all these projects, how important the pancake feed is.
I was going to say, all of this from just a little old pancake feed. It's amazing how much you can do.
We don't have a large club, but we've got an active club.
Yeah.
And we appreciate people come out and supporting us, and we know there's a lot of things going on in the community, but we appreciate them supporting us at the pancake feed, and in a couple of months it'll be Christmas trees.
Well, yeah, and that's coming right around the corner, isn't it? Well, and we talk so much about how other people benefit through Lions projects and things, but what about as members? Because you're always looking for new members. The doors are always open if folks want to get involved. What do members come away with? Vicki, what do you feel like you're getting out of the Lions Club?
I get a huge sense of satisfaction helping the community. Lately, I've been really getting a lot of satisfaction with the amount of support we've been offering the schools for children who have sight issues. We have a lot of children that are newly into the community. They weren't part of the kids' sight vision testing process, so their eyes had never been tested before. And so being able to assist the school nurses and parents with eye testing and glasses and needed surgery, if possible, is extraordinarily rewarding.
Very good. We talked about all of this stuff, and our time is disappearing rapidly. We probably better tell them about the pancake supper. That's coming up just a week away.
Thursday, October 19th, 4:30 to 7, Atlantic Community Building, and $8 per person, 12 and under are $5. So, and a bake sale is a big part of that.
Yeah, you do pretty well with that.
I don't do any baking, but the bake sales are part of it.
And can I put in one additional plug or two more plugs?
You bet.
Number one, if you want to become a Lion, which we would greatly appreciate. And by the way, we meet only once a month, and we always have a program, and we always have an interesting speaker. So that's
and a meal.
And a meal. So you get fed and you learn something. So if you want an application, drop down to the chamber. We have applications there, and or ask anyone that you know that is a Lion. The other thing is I just do want to remind everyone that We do have applications that can be completed if people need assistance with hearing aids and or glasses. And so, again, if you need assistance in any of those areas, you can stop by Smith Lanning Management and speak to Deb Schuler, and she'll have the forms, and you can complete those and get those to us.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone is available to be assisted by Lions Club projects. There's no means testing. There's really not much of an application form to fill out or anything. There aren't a lot of guidelines. Mm-hmm. It's just, do you need the service?
Right? If you have a need, we'll try to meet it.
Very good. All right. And one of those needs is fill up your tummy. That's coming up on, again, Thursday, October 19th. That's from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Cass County Community Building here in Atlantic. And $8 a person, 12 and under $5. You can get tickets in advance from any Lions Club member. No penalty buying at the door. Same price, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Excellent. And that's the bake sale that night as well. All those proceeds going toward all those different projects that the Lions Club helps to support. Vicki, Leon, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Best of luck. Hope you have another great crowd.
Thank you.
Thanks.